Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, porn stars, hookers, belly button rings, and Floyd calls in. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
With us in the studio, singer-songwriters Paul and Storm. You guys are famous for your tributes. Now, do I hear you have a couple new ones?
We like to pay tribute to those musical acts that have inspired us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
This is called If James Taylor Were on Fire.
Oh, okay. All right.
Somebody please, won't you get me a fire extinguisher and put me out? I can't stand the heat, though I've seen fire and rain. I can do with a little less fire. This is if Bob Dylan were hiding at the bottom of a well.
Ah, oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I'm just sitting here hiding at the bottom of a well. And I ain't coming out.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a number of things happening right now, including a special request that I mentioned, Patty G. There he is. Oh, and I didn't even see that. We have Jess Hooker over there.
I didn't see that.
Well, she's new. Hello. To the Zoom screen.
It's an 80-inch TV.
It's not in my field of vision. It's over there.
Hi, Jess.
That's in my field of vision, and I'm not even in that room.
You can't say seriously it's not in your field of vision.
Sure,
is no one going to call him on this?
I tried to talk to him about it, and he goes, well, everything I need is on my computer, and that's in front of me.
There you go. See? I've got these three computer screens in front of me. I should have.
Your concept of reality is
I need to have that screen
stunning.
Put up here. The point is
no,
huh,
you
Jess?
Don't.
Well, then.
We had a letter. This comes to us from T-Dog. Is that what we're going to go with?
I thought TKO. Is what we
TKO.
Okay, TKO.
Sorry.
He's interested in. Josh is quite the fan of the erotic films.
I mean, who isn't?
The porno. And this gentleman wants to know what Josh's top five are, in no particular order. Top five lady actresses in the porno
lady.
World.
Lady.
And this guy's top five are Lil Lupe, Sasha Grey, Sally Squirt, Havana Ginger and Brandy Love.
Boy, oh boy. All right. And I'd only heard of two or three of those.
So you let's go. What do you got?
I didn't write any down. Who are some of my favorites?
Just off the top, is that
who have? Let's see. Who are responsible for the murders of most of my unborn children?
Oh,
I'd say.
Oh, Jesus. That sounds so horrible. But yes. It's a natural process. And what do we know, Tom?
Just
an empty prostate
of them,
is a happy prostate.
How many of them have gone screaming down your toilet?
All right. Some of my faves of all time. Probably my number one of all time is Gianna Michaels.
Gianna Michaels?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Buddy.
I'm looking
that's,
her up.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Now we have to talk about this.
Because I'm a big fan, and this is going to mess with me. This is going to mess with me so much, Josh.
What do you think, Dad?
Well, I'll have to tell you about the two times I met her.
Ooh. What? You met her?
Oh, yeah.
Josh, I don't like the fact knowing that you and I have likely...
Yeah, this could be ruining
for
it.
Sure.
Thrown our children down the toilet to the same video.
What do you think about that, Tom? The pure Griswold essence going down the drain.
She was actually in Piranha 3D?
She was, wow. Yeah. Yeah, she's...
Okay.
That's the parasailing. The one movie you can say. Something Final Race is an interesting title.
She does great work. It did a lot of her early work was with the Bang Bros. You may know them.
The Bang Bros.
Yeah, they're kind of like the Coen Brothers of pornography.
All right.
Okay.
What is that super bad scene? I'm sorry that the Coen Brothers don't make more porno.
Is this vintage stuff?
She's only 37.
Is this of a certain era?
Don't.
I think she now makes easily upper six figures or mid six figures on OnlyFans.
You might find this surprising, but as I understand it, the men in pornography don't make nearly the living that the women do.
So there's a glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, it's about time we did something about that.
Me too. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm anxious to hear what your other choices are because they have people also search for when you go to Wikipedia, right, Jeff? See if any of these people match your Gianna Michaels.
Oh, my goodness.
I bet you I know one of the people related. Is Brandy Taylor one of the people related?
No.
Dang it.
Well, wait a minute. It said then.
Josh, you're laughing because you're a little creep like me.
No. I now know, based on those two names alone, Willie, what your, if you were to go to a category.
If I've said it once, I've said it for years. I'm a heavy naturals man. Yes. Everyone knows that.
Heavy natural, baby.
Everybody knows that about me. I got on the street.
Heavy naturals.
They go, look, there's the chubby Conrad Birdie about? Loves the heavy naturals. That's what they say about me.
Real women. They're not fake.
He likes natural low
natural
curvy.
Breasts.
Natural
natural breasts.
And Tom, you know, Josh and I are butt buddies. And
right.
We appreciate
it. And Gianna's got that ass.
The curvy butt. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I see. Well.
Boy, she does good work.
And apparently doesn't own a razor.
There was a time, yeah.
Oh, this looks like.
So
this,
she's up
this
there.
This looks like a scene from Apocalypse Now.
There are men who still like that, Tom.
This is the end.
Yeah. Well, she looks like
my end.
I imagine Mike Ditka.
Oh my gosh!
It's a lot of
only you could take a porn actress and turn her into a football coach.
I'm just
she
saying.
Doesn't look like Mike Ditka.
What the
just
hell?
In the groin area, apparently.
What?
Okay, I just innocently went to the top 10 female porn actresses of all time, and innocently. I don't know what I was thinking, but of course they have a little scene for you to watch as you're going through the list.
You need Josh, I'm sorry. Work. So, Josh, could we hasten down the down the list?
How about Shyla Stiles?
I've met her, and she is adult. She has passed away, but she was a delight.
She's passed away.
She's still working. Is there a category for that? Natural dead hangers.
She's the Tupac of porn stars.
Now, this lady's famous. Even I've heard of her. Alexis Texas.
Oh my gosh! Well, you're a butt buddy.
She has that butt. Yeah. Stoya.
I don't know Stoya.
Wait a minute. This is not how you do it.
Jessica Stoya.
Name them and have Josh pick. Josh has to travel
he's
through his imagination.
Trouble. He has so many favorites. He's having trouble.
How did you meet these women? Where did you?
I have a friend in the industry. He owns a distribution company, so I met a couple.
I love the phrase industry. It's like they're making steel. Yes, we have.
It's a widget, Tom. It's a widget. Remember?
Well, they call us civilians, and
remember we talked to the guy who made the rubbers, and he called it the product. Remember that? Well, the product. Remember?
Okay. Well, yeah.
Chick, weren't you on the set of a porno?
I was on the set of Dean, and I went to a actual live porno set, and they were in the middle of a scene, and we were just standing there. I wanted to be the bartender, where the guy comes up and he has trouble. You know, maybe the love has gone out of his third affair, and he asked me for advice. That's what I wanted. But
Chick, I would love it if you did that. And there was just some guy going, you know, I was watching this porno, and it was about 10 minutes. Weird enough, there was this 5-minute scene with a bartender. Took away from it, but honestly, I learned a lot about myself.
Yeah, I really did. That really helped me. That bartender, he should have his own show.
So that's the only one you can come up with?
No, they're,
So you said you have a friend in the industry, so you actually met these women.
Yeah, Dana D'Armond, she's in the top five.
She sounds exotic.
Yeah.
Is it conventions you met them?
Well, yes, but not porn conventions. I ran into a couple at some other
Really? How about virologists?
Among the many things.
Porn stars have to be some
physicists?
Of the cleanest people on the planet.
That's
They're always
true.
Getting tested because their career depends on it.
Well, this will help.
This better be Gianna or else I'm leaving.
Perfect. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, Floyd, how are you, sir?
Oh, boy.
I haven't told you heavy naturals.
Good.
But Robert Redford apparently be rolling around in his grave, hearing his name mixed in with all this filth,
Mr. Redford's still alive.
Of course, as many truck stops as I've been in, you can imagine with all the lot lizards how many floppers I've seen during my time.
Sure, yeah.
I don't want to add to your list, Josh, but I've got one of my favorites that I'd say with you. Maybe we've got it in common.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, Vicki Lawrence dog fashion.
In the mama costume? Thelma Harper?
All right, let's just move on.
Okay, what's the deal with the belly button rings with all these girls?
Everybody has a belly button ring now. Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know people still had one 20 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't think people still did that.
Can I tell you guys something?
Yes.
You have one?
I'd be amazing.
That'd be a great reveal. So I'll get one, though. No, one of the first... The first image, if you ever will, that helped me explore myself as a man was in a Playboy magazine, and it was baristas of Starbucks, the women of Starbucks.
No kidding.
And there was a woman who had a belly button ring that was a zipper, as if you could unzip her from her belly button and just reveal what I don't know. But Christy, I'm telling you, that thing has ruined me for my whole life. I've never seen one in the wild, but if I ever do, I'm gone.
Wow.
Is that going to ruin Starbucks for you?
No, it's going great. I got a cup this morning.
Okay, good.
You know, having your son on the show, I knew it was going to open up many new avenues, and we were going to have a good time, but I didn't expect this.
Well, Chick, who do you think I stole the magazine from?
That's exactly right. You left your Playboys around, Tom, your son could find them.
The truth of the matter is the Playboys were all here in the building.
Oh, that's right. Back in the back. Yeah.
There's a cache, a stash, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Various magazines. But some of the magazines back there are just horrifying.
I've never been back there.
I don't think they're back there anymore. I don't think that room exists for the sake of this.
No, the room exists,
yes. Well, it's called the men's club. It's
yes. I think Jess was giving us an out there.
I was trying to help you guys out. Yeah, actually.
No, the library, I believe, has been removed, I hope. But there were some.
Yeah, I haven't been back there forever.
Profoundly disturbing magazines back there that somebody purchased. Let's move forward here. Pat Godwin, you ready for this Pumpkin Spice song in a second?
I was working on the Seagull song, but
okay.
He's
That's unbelievable.
You need to talk to him before we come back.
Jess Hooker is over there. Yes, that's her real name. Now, we did ask Josh. We had a nice letter from T-Dog or TK. What was his name?
TKO.
Travis.
TKO.
Travis, he wanted to know Josh's top five female stars of erotic video, if you will. And Josh only came up with Gianna Michaels and Dana Diamond?
D. Armand, please. Yeah.
Okay, now
just, we found can out you just, Jess, can you come Jess up has with, a belly
I can come up with more, but these have led to conversation.
Well, can you come up with three more without reading them off your tattoos?
That's very funny.
See what he's saying.
If he likes them so much, why would he need to write them down on his skin?
Right.
You know, Pat just then sounded like that little dog in the Warner Brothers.
That's funny.
Yeah, whatever you do, Spike. Yeah. Ah, Tom, that's funny. That's funny, Spike. Yeah.
I'm kissing asses, buddy.
Now, Jess Hooker, you said that you used to have a belly button ring.
Yes. As soon as I turned 18, I went and got my belly button pierced, my eyebrow pierced, my nose pierced, and tongue pierced.
Ooh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And that
went all out.
And you stopped there.
Well, let's not get too personal.
Well, I think it's a little late for that now. I
don't think it's necessary to.
No, it was the late 90s. Everybody was getting belly button rings.
So if everybody jumped off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff?
There we go.
That's the thing. My mom got her belly button pierced with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
There goes my idea for a bit. I was going to have a thing called It's Dad's Tattoo Parlor, where all the guy does is talk you out of it.
Did you and your mom ever get tattoos together?
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay. Now,
they both have tattoos, Tom.
Okay. I don't have any tattoos. Willie.
No, nor I.
Let me think about this.
Nor I.
Yeah, my four oldest kids all have them. Yeah. The three youngest don't, thanks to certain laws.
Not 18 yet.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Gosh, I can't feel that little face. Daddy, I want a tattoo.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, you change your mind. That's the problem.
Or the logo is illegal.
Where you break up with somebody.
Or in the case of Pat Godwin, yes, you break up. And
but it turns out it's okay because you're still dating Kims.
They're all named Kim, yeah.
Now, Pat, what do you say to the ladies unless you're at your hip bachelor pad with the pool and... The ladies are out there by the pool sunning, and do you take your shirt off and show them?
Of course I do. Give them a little show.
Yeah.
Do they ask why you have the bad bat signal on your arm?
No one says anything, no.
Okay.
Was there a time when you were dating a Kim after you got a tattoo, Kim, and that new Kim saw the tattoo and thought that you'd gotten it for the new Kim?
No, I got it covered up, about a month after we broke up, yeah.
Oh, okay.
During that month, were you ever thinking about becoming North Korean at all? No. Just dedicating yourself to Kim Jong-un.
There's a lot of Kim's there, though.
That's a good point.
Calling it a day?
He's a living god, you know.
Barely living.
It's like a passport. That'll get you right in. Okay. We were talking about, we had a nice email here from TKO dog, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Stop it. You're not about TKO.
Josh's favorite erotic cinema actresses, if you will.
Yeah, so far I've named two, Gianna Michaels and Dana D'Armand.
Uh-huh. Mm. And you actually met both of these people?
I've not met Dana, no.
Okay. What do you say when you meet them? Do they have photographs?
They're people, Tom.
I kind of just downplay the fact that they're porn stars and just talk to them like I would anybody.
Yeah, pretend like it's you're talking to David Rush.
Yeah.
Would you just talk to him about world record? He's probably tired of talking about world record.
I'm sure he's an interesting guy. Talk to him about STEM education. But
would
you
be all tongue tied if you met a porn star? What would you say to her?
Oh, you could. You would embarrass right. You would disappear right there.
I would ask questions about what it's like on the set.
What kind of?
Oh yeah. See, I'd do the op. I usually do the opposite.
You try to play it cool, like you.
Oh, I definitely play it cool.
I mean, you don't say, "Oh, I loved you in Come Again."
I remember one
your Christmas film, the heavy naturals in green and red.
No, it was coming down the chimney. You remember this?
I remember there was one, and she was talking to somebody. Then she pulled her top down. And I go, oh, Mike, I go, don't do that. There are men around here, and they might want to talk to you if you keep doing stuff like that. And she thought it was so funny that I would play up that angle. Like,
you were being
protective.
Yes.
And they've been together for 7 years. Josh doesn't care what she does, and she doesn't care what Josh does.
You'd want to know what kind of sanitizing procedures they have.
I wouldn't ask. When I hang out with somebody, I don't ask them about their work. I just talk to them about maybe their interests, you know, have a conversation. If you meet an accountant, you don't go, hey, tell me about what you do all day, right?
Yeah, Tom does. What's your favorite number? You know, stuff like that.
Well, it's 7. If a porn star would come on to you, Josh or Willie, would you sleep with her?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't think I have... There's no moral opposition.
Got real girl all of a sudden.
I'm sweating so much.
If I liked her, I'm
not. Can we make this happen?
I have to like a person. You know what I mean? Right. I'm not. Yeah.
Oh, really, that's Josh. Adorable. He's trying to save a teeny like tiny him. Part of his face. Well, I really, if we, you know, had any sort of
no, I'm just saying
ground.
I have to get to know somebody. If she came up and said, hello, I like you.
I just think it's an unnatural situation when you meet someone who you're familiar with because they happen to act in pornographic movies.
I don't think they throw it around like
that,
though.
I think you're trying to be cool.
Talk about having
No, I don't try to be anything.
Now, do they have photographs that they sign?
Oh, sure, at their conventions and stuff? Yeah, yeah.
Can you sign another one? You got Sharpie all over your heavy naturals.
Yeah, do you ask for a headshot or do you prefer a boob shot? You get signed.
I bet it's hard to meet people if you're in adult cinema.
Yeah, I bet porn stars don't just have a headshot. I'm just guessing.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.